may be at church, you may be at work, you may be asleep. God grant that you will be ready when he makes his personal appearance. My God, what if his appearance occurs on a Sunday morning? My prophetic word to you this morning is get ready! Get ready!
Hello everyone, welcome back to the channel. Share, subscribe, like this video. Make sure you put your prayer request in the bottom. Well, another day once again has come and gone. They go by so fast anymore. Today was very eventful, just like every day else has been. 7.0 earthquakes, 3 suns showing up. It's just been one thing after another. Now Prophecy Watch did a good article we're going to read here in a little bit. It was talking about the war against Israel is not a war against Israel. It's a war against the West, which is not true. But it's really a biblical war. And that's what's happening right now, which is setting up everything that's going on right now as we speak. That's why we tell you that you have limited time here and what's going on. But I thought it was a pretty good article. We're going to go through it and see what happens. Now make sure you put your prayer request in the bottom. A lot of people asked about my legs and feet today. Everything seemed to come across fine. They did some labs on me and everything else. So I had the 2 cortisone shots in both knees, 1 in each. And so I don't like needles, people. Not a big needle fan. But I got it done, and so far so good. But this article says the war against Israel is not a war against Israel. It's a war against the West. It says here, by now, most of us seen images of video clips of Hamas demonstrators disrupting Christmas's celebrations across the Western world. In Italy, the traditional Christmas Eve performance by the Scala Opera House in Milan was disrupted by anti-Israel protesters in New York City. Demonstrators chanted, "Long live the infidel! Christmas is canceled." And the traditional lighting of the Christmas tree in Rockefeller Plaza was violently interrupted by anti-Israel rioters as well. Considering that Israel is a Jewish state with only 2% Christian minority, why did Israel's enemies target a holiday celebration, the birth of Jesus? These protesters see Israel as fighting for Christianity. Perhaps we can make sense of the odd conflation by considering a parallel phenomenon taking shape at the other end of the political culture spectrum. On November the 26th, there was a mass demonstration held in Sao Paulo, Brazil. As I scrolled through my social media feed the next day, I saw a short video clip of the crowd filling the streets. I was struck by the numerous Israeli flags in the crowd. Why would pro-Bolsonaro anti-socialist demonstrators in Brazil be waving Israel flags? What does Israel and her current struggles have to do with the opposition of socialism in Brazil? To fully appreciate the significance of the phenomenon, we should note that not limited to Brazilians, consider the following quote from the Greek Geert Wilders, leaders of the right-wing nationalist party in the Netherlands, who last month was elected to lead the nation's government. "The war against Israel is not a war against Israel. It's a war against the West. It is jihad. Israel is simply receiving the blows that are meant for all of us. If there would be, as there has been no Israel, Islamic imperialism would have found other venues to release its energy and desire for conquest." And that's true. Israel's just in the wrong place, but this is the way God arranged it. All this is. But these people, it's not about land. We've told you that from the beginning. It has nothing to do with land. They hate Christianity, and they hate the Jews, and we're connected. And the devil knows that. People just ain't figured it out yet. That's why they targeted these Christian places, Christian holidays, because they don't just hate the Jews. They hate you. That's right. It has nothing to do with land. Satan hates the Christians, and he hates the Jews. Many in Europe argue in favor of abandoning Israel in order to address the grievances of the Muslim minorities that's now taken over pretty much all of Europe. But if Israel were, God forbid, to go down, which we all know it will not, it would not bring any solace to the West. It would not mean our Muslim minorities would all of a sudden change their behavior and accept our values. On the contrary, the end of Israel would give enormous encouragement to the forces of Islam. They would, so rightly so, see the demise of Israel as proof of the West is weak and doomed. The end of Israel would not mean the end of our problems with Islam, but only the beginning. Or consider the words of Steve Bannon, former chief strategist and campaign manager for President Trump, on popular Daily Show War Room. Bannon, the most influential voice of the populist national right wing worldwide, was responding to the pro-Hamas demonstrators which disrupted the Christmas celebration in Rockefeller Center. "This is not about Israel. This is about the Jewish people," he said. "This is the super massivist global movement," I don't know what that is, "powered by the Chinese Communist Party that is funded by the Mullahs in Tehran in partnership with Moscow and Erdogan, who wants to reestablish the Ottoman Empire, which will be established for a limited time. His words, not mine. People better wake up. This is about you. This is not about your civilization. This is about your culture, your society, your country. It's about your beliefs and family and your children. Actually, it's about the Bible." He kind of left that out of this article. I just want to give you some highlights from it because it's very important. Some of the stuff he's got is right on point. Some of it is not. What you're seeing is the countdown to the end. What we tell you, trust the gospel, 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. Jesus died on the cross for your sins, past, present, and future. He died, was buried, and rose again on the third day, according to the scriptures. We're in a countdown. The countdown really started when Israel became a state. Satan knew that countdown was started, okay? Really, he helped instigate Israel becoming a nation again. God said he was going to bring Israel up from dry bones. He did that after the Holocaust, when so many of them lost their lives to the evil. Now, Israel has an article, not an article, but a sign that's in Israel quite a few places. It says the Holocaust will never happen again. Well, little do they know, it will be worse this time. Instead of losing 1 out of 3, they're going to lose 2 out of 3 this time. Yes, the Holocaust is going to happen again, but on a major scale, way worse than the first time. Hitler has nothing on the Antichrist, which is already here today and making his way up the ladder. We don't know who he is, and I don't care who he is. Everybody wants to debate it. I think that's the most ignorant thing in the world. I don't care who it is. We're not going to be here to see that. But he's here, and he is making his moves. I don't think he knows who he is, but he's a big roller, and he's a big player. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's Ronald McDonald. I really don't. But I will tell you, he's here, definitely here. He's got to be, because the rapture is getting ready to happen. A lot of Christians go, no, he can't be here. People, he's not going to be born in one day, okay? And then the rapture is going to happen. He's here. He's in power somewhere. He just don't know who his identity is yet. Until after the rapture, then he will know straight that he is the Antichrist. He cannot be revealed until the rapture. That's what the Bible says. That's what Paul taught us. He is revealed after we're gone. I assume what will happen during the rapture, there will be a time period, maybe 2 to 3 weeks, there will be no power around the world. No, it won't have it. There won't be no internet, no nothing. And within the 3 to 4 weeks, once the power comes back on, and they get everything lined back out, right before World War III and Psalms 83, war starts to take place. Now, World War III will bring the power back out, but the Antichrist will be back on within 4 weeks. He will be a major player. He'll be the first one probably on your TV screen letting you know what happened, that the aliens have come and took us and that the world is at war. All these things are going to start to take place very soon. The tribulation is right across the river. It's that close. Heck, even Israel Their own press came out and said Jacob's trouble started on October the 7th, which I agree, it has, and so was the war in heaven. All these things are taking place as we speak. You just got to know and see them. Right now, the world's protesting anything Jewish and Christianity. A lot of Christians are being banned out of schools, out of colleges. It's already begun, just like God said it would. Everything you're seeing right now is a prelude to what happens next, and that's the rapture of the church. I've told you 100,000 times, the world will still be pretty normal, and we know that that ain't going to last much longer, but it will still be pretty normal to those who can't see or won't see. That's when the rapture happens, is in that time window. It's not going to happen when this big war breaks out. It happens before, when everybody else won't see it coming. That's why he said, I'll come as a thief in the night. China is playing a major role in this. So is Russia, Iran, and North Korea. They're all in on this, and Lucifer's controlling them. And they will make their move very soon. That little Chinese balloon that went across America did not happen by accident. God warned us 3 days before it happened. I did it on this program, and literally 3 days later, that's what happened, was that balloon. God was telling us to watch for that event, because that's going to come back. China is preparing for a war with America. They will attack suddenly, just like Russia will. They will all be in conjunction together when they hit. North Korea and Iran also. Many people have already seen this coming. America will be defenseless after the rapture. A lot of the infrastructure will be gone. This will put Israel on her own during this war with Lebanon, Hezbollah, Hamas, the West Bank, and so on, and Iran. This is going to leave all that stuff wide open, but there will be no America to help her. America has to be removed. Listen to me very clearly. America has to be removed so Israel is on her own, because we're her only ally, be honest with you. Europe will not come to her side. Only America, because Americans support Israel. That is it. So we got to be removed. So you remove the Christians in the rapture, there's no more support for Israel. Imagine all the Christians that right now send money and everything over for support for Israel, and they get a lot of support from the Christians. That will all be gone. They don't care for us right now, but they will care once we're gone. But once we're gone, Israel will be literally on her own, and the world without prayer, without hope. The tribulation saints will be true warriors, having to survive during this time. But this time is coming very soon. The countdown has already begun, people. We're seeing the earth degrade each and every day. Stranger events happening day by day. They're real events. They're not photoshopped. These events are taking place in odd places, earthquakes in places that don't see earthquakes, storms in places. There was more hail this last summer than we've ever seen, ever, in the history of recording weather. And I'm talking hailstones like biblical times. All these events. And then you add this big solar eclipse that's coming in April. People, God's warning them. I know you know, like I do, what he's telling them. They're just not listening. Try to sow as many seeds as you can while we still have time. Like I said, the countdown's on. We're just here now waiting it out and getting as many people on the ark as possible. But the rapture is coming very soon. Understand it. Know it. Don't let anybody else convince you otherwise, because it is coming. And it's coming to a theater near you. I love each and every one of you. Thank you for all those who bought me coffee, those who support the channel with super stickers, everything on YouTube. God bless each and every one of you. I love you. Thank you for bringing me into your homes each and every day. I know you don't have to, and you got plenty of selection. What we do here is we love Jesus. We build a safe zone for people that are waiting for Jesus and want to see him. That's what this channel is about. This is a channel that supports Israel, thick and thin, rain or snow. We know that them are God's chosen people, and our Father, the Lord and Savior, Jehovah, he is a Jew, and he's chose to be a Jew. And the Father of all Jews and the King of all Jews is on his way to pick up the church. It is coming. The time of grace is coming to an end. I love each and every one of you. If I don't see or hear from you again, I'll see you in heaven. Thank you once again for tuning in to Global Rapture Watchers, where we do daily updates here on YouTube, letting you know that we're one day closer to our Lord and Savior coming back. Thank you for all the support for this channel. This channel was created for God's sheep, those that are waiting for their Lord and Savior to come back and get us in these last days. We do updates once to two times a day here on YouTube. Thank you for all your support for the channel. God bless each and every one of you.